From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
The renewed relationship that appears to be developing between Turkey and the Russian Federation seems to have taken another step forward. This was the president of Russia and Turkey, Vladimir Putin and Recep Erdogan, at a press conference in Moscow on Monday, following a series of meetings between the two. First was the opening statement by President Putin.
President Erdogan, my dear friend, ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor to receive here in Moscow the President of the Turkish Republic. We've been maintaining very close contacts, and today we'll hold another meeting, another session of the High-Level Cooperation Committee. This committee saw a number of meetings with narrow circle of participants and broad circle of participants, with the heads of companies and ministries and agencies. Mr. Erdogan and I, we met with the members of the business circles of Russia and Turkey. During the talks, we paid special attention to every matter of the bilateral agenda. We, of course, concentrated on trade and investments, because recently we've seen a substantial rise in both the pace and in volume. Last year, the trade rose by 16%, rising as high as $26 billion. The investments also increased, reaching the level of $20 billion. Important role in economic cooperation is attached to the Intergovernmental Commission. We also have the Business Council in place to help to boost economic cooperation. It helps the businessmen to find ways to have joint projects. We work on a number of projects, and that work is ensured by the work of the Turkish Sovereign Fund and the Russian Direct Investment Fund. And they just signed a document on creating the investment platform with the capital of almost $1 billion. And I hope that very soon they will be able to attract as much as $5 billion in various projects. We cooperate most actively in the field of energy. Rosatom is constructing the EQUMPP, the overall capacity of 3,800 megawatts. It is expected to be commissioned in 2023 to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Turkish Republic. Full compliance with the schedule, we are working on the construction of the Turk Stream. We are coupling at this point the seabed pipeline with the continental part of the pipeline, and very soon it is to be commissioned. Very soon its output is going to be expanded, and the second pipeline network will be completed, and that will make it possible to transit, deliver the gas to Europe. This project complies with every standard, environmental protection standards and industrial standards. And it serves to ensure energy safety of Europe and the region as a whole. Also, we have a lot of potential in high-tech, machine building, agriculture, and other sectors. All that we discussed today. During our meeting with the businessmen and entrepreneurs, we discussed the cooperation between Russia and Turkey in the field of military cooperation, namely the contract to deliver to Turkey the S-400 Triumph anti-missile and air defense system. We discussed other projects in the field of military cooperation, too. Certainly, we paid due attention to humanitarian context and people-to-people relations. On that track, we have in place the Russia-Turkish Social Forum in Ankara. The rectors and the heads of Russian and Turkish universities met to exchange experience and knowledge. And Moscow saw a number of Turkish journalists for a short training. And in reciprocal move, Turkey is to see a number of Russian tourists for the same kind of training. We also have a lot of opportunities in the sector of tourism. A lot of Russian tourists are coming not only to the Turkish resorts, but also to the historical sites, sites of tremendous importance to Turkey. Russia again ranks first in terms of the number of tourists last year. 6 million people from Russia came to enjoy Turkish resorts. We do appreciate the efforts of Turkey to ensure safety and security of Russians coming for holidays. And we are determined to work further on and alleviating the current regulations in terms of the visa regime. We are to lift visas regulations for professional drivers, and I believe that these measures serve to ensure better trust and understanding between our nations. In this context, I would like to highlight the fact that we do think it is important to conduct successfully the exchange year of culture and language. It will be opened with the wonderful performance in the Bolshoi Theater. It's called the Troy. And Syria was among the points of on our agenda today. We will continue our effective cooperation together with Iran, working on the basis of the Astana platform. The terrorism is almost banished from Syria. Now we need to ensure safety on the ground. We need to foster the political situation settlement in accordance with the 2254 resolution of the UN Security Council. And in that context, we agree to coordinate our efforts with the United Nations, Syrian government, and Syrian opposition so that to achieve an early start of the work of the Constitutional Committee. We discussed the situation in the Idlib de-escalation zone and the further prospects to implement the Sochi Memorandum. I do hope that our joint efforts will help to normalize the situation inside the de-escalation zone and around it, and that will allow us to finally eradicate every last bit of terrorism. At the same time, we need to remember about the preservation of Syria's territorial integrity and sovereignty. The country should not be divided into zones of someone's influence. We need to ensure humanitarian aid and support, and we need to rebuild Syria to help it recreate the infrastructure, hospitals, schools, water and energy supply infrastructure. The international community, every member of it, should contribute to that work. Only together, hand in hand, we can create the atmosphere which would be favorable for the temporarily displaced persons and refugees so that they could come back home. In the conclusion, I would like to say that this session of the Cooperation Committee and our bilateral talks have been very, very successful and useful. I'm sure that the arrangements we achieve today will help us to build up our cooperation across the board in every field and every area. And again, I would like to thank Mr. Erdogan and our Turkish colleagues for a very productive work today. Thank you.
But President Erdogan seemed equally enthusiastic about the budding relationship.
Mr. President, my dear friend, ministers, and journalists, ladies and gentlemen, greetings to all of you who gathered here in this room. First of all, I would like to express my gratitude to Mr. Putin, my friend, for me personally, for the hospitality and welcoming us here. Today, we finished the 8th Council at the top level, Cooperation Committee. We discussed different aspects of our cooperation,
taşıma irademizi
on one and also between the delegations.
Önümüzdeki dönemde bu hedef doğrultusunda atılabilecek adımları
on the other hand,
yoğun temaslarımız ve samimi diyalogumuz ikili ilişkilerimize
to promote our relations.
Ticaret
we worked out all the steps that need to be taken in that direction. Our close contacts and sincere dialogue have a positive effect on our bilateral relations. Trade grew by 15% and it's now at $26 billion. Of course, we could do more, it could be more, and as you know, our goal is to reach $100 billion in trade, bilateral trade. We also discussed all the issues concerning removing any limitations in this area. Also, my dear friend Vladimir Putin and I had a productive meeting with Russian and Turkish businessmen, and during that meeting, we listened to the problems that our businessmen encounter and also discussed how we could possibly solve those issues. In the Russian Federation, there is about 1,300 Turkish investors. And last year, Mr. Putin and I led the foundation for the Akuyu nuclear power plant, which is being constructed as we speak. And also the Turkish stream, we know that we now can finished with the sea portion of the pipeline. And we're hoping that we will finish it by the end of this year. Also, the social and cultural relations between our countries are very important. The connections, strengthening the connections between the people is very important. And that's why in 2018, we're going to have the cross-cultural and tourism year between our countries. All these events as part of this year,
yıl boyunca icra edilecek kültür
there's going to be a
geçtiğimiz yıl 6
Turkish
milyon
opera Troya
Rus misafiri ülkemizde at the Bolshoi Theater today
and this year we will continue to hold these events. Last year, 6 million Russian tourists visited Turkey, and we're hoping that in 2019 this number will grow and will set another record. I think that we have to move forward with the visa liberalization process, and we will take these steps in the future. Mr. Putin and I also discussed this issue. Dear journalists, also as we met today, we also discussed the problems in Syria and other regional issues. We exchanged our opinions on the Syrian settlement, and we also discussed the situation with the U.S. withdrawing troops from the region. Of course, we discussed the Idlib issue, that problem, but we also talked about the situation in other areas of Syria. We also talked about some additional steps that could provide for peace and stability in Syria. And also, together with the Russian Federation, I would like to note that unless we get rid of all terrorists in Syria, which is a threat to our national security, there's not going to be any peace in the region, so we will continue this fight. Also, we talked about the humanitarian tragedy in Idlib. We emphasized that it's important to achieve peace and stability in Idlib. Also, the threat to our national security that we see in the northern parts of Syria, we're not going to pretend that it's not happening. We're not ignoring the YPG and the other Kurdish groups operating in those areas. They're just as dangerous as ISIS. So we think that it's important to fight that threat along with the Islamic State. We also agree that a political solution is the only way to reach
stability and peace in Syria, to give the impetus to the peace process in Syria. And we have to coordinate our efforts with the UN. There needs to be a constitutional committee established in the near future, and then we'll be able to solve the problems of that region. There is mutual understanding between Turkey and Russia, and there is a will to continue the relations. And in conclusion, I would like to express my gratitude to Mr. Putin for his hospitality, again, for welcoming me personally and our delegation. And I would also like to invite Mr. Putin to hold the next committee in our country. The decisions that were made, I hope, will benefit both of our countries.
After Presidents Putin and Erdogan made their own statements, they took questions from the press.
This is Pavel Zarubin, Russia. You've been meeting a lot recently. Every meeting, at every meeting we hear that you discuss Idlib, and you said again that you discussed it today. My question is, does that mean that the Sochi arrangements on Idlib has not been implemented? If that's true, why and how can that be addressed? And maybe there are problems which impede the political settlements, and how could you address them? For example, the U.S. has recognized the Golan Heights as part of Israel. But can you say about that? Well, as for this recognition, you know Russia's position on that. We issued a statement on that. This decision of the United States contravenes the UN Security Council resolutions. The Idlib problem is a very acute one. So far, we haven't been able to achieve what we wanted to achieve, what we agreed upon in Sochi. But I think this problem can be solved. Our ministers of defense met recently to discuss this problem, and we are already started to patrol this area together. Unfortunately, we haven't created the monitoring center, but we are soon to do that. Yes, the pace is not as good as we hoped it would be, but we have that pace. We are going strong. And I said already that we will eventually eliminate every last bit of terrorism. That's our ultimate goal. We want to create the environment for peaceful settlement. And if we want to do that, we need to finalize our work on the Idlib province. We are working on that, I promise.
Of course,
Idlib
bir bölge, 300-400 bin nüfusu olan bir bölge.
Is
burası
a major region in Syria. It's like this artery for the state.
Diğerleri gibi yine neresi olacak?
And if something happens that will force people to leave that area, then Turkey will be the only place where they can actually go. It's a very delicate region, and together with the Russian Federation, we're working there. And we're trying to figure out how to defend the people there and how to provide for the security in that region. But unfortunately, there are some terrorist groups present in the area, so it makes our work more difficult. But the Russian Federation is doing everything it can. Also, there are some efforts on the part of the regime. And at this point, we made all the necessary steps in Idlib, and we will continue to do that. And our defense ministry and the Russian defense ministry together continue to work there, trying to achieve results. As you know, we're not only talking about Idlib here. There is also the Mimic issue.
Çalışma söz konusu. Zira hazırlanmış olan veyahut da burada ilan edilmiş olan bir yol haritası vardı. Bu yol haritası 90 gün diye ilan edilmişken şimdi artık bu 9 ay oldu.
There is a roadmap, a 90-day plan.
Söz konusu. Fakat benim şahsen şu ana
but
kadar
this is probably going to take longer.
Özellikle Rusya Federasyonu ve Türkiye'nin arasındaki dayanışmasıdır. Bu çok çok önemli. Her şeyden önce oradaki bir terör koridorunun bir defa aşılmış
the cooperation between Russia and Turkey is playing a very important role here. Remove the terrorist corridor that they tried to create there.
And
also, it's very important to keep the territorial integrity in Syria.
Gerekmektedir. Ve hala tabii
we have to keep and maintain that cooperation and continue to work.
Her şey bitmiş değildir. Ama burada da
there is some tension on the eastern bank of Euphrates, and there is still a threat coming from that area, from that region. And the Astana process is a very important step in settling that issue. And the main actors of that process, Turkey and Russia, being and Iran being the main actors, are working hard.
Yaptık ve burada tabii Cenevre'yi
we can also include some other states in this process and we discussed this today.
Bir an önce neticeye varalım ve burada da
we're not talking about excluding somebody. The most important thing is to ask, to clarify how this can be done. It is very important to bring people back to their homes. Over 300,000 have already come back to their homes, and more and more refugees will continue to come back. Over 3 million refugees are still in Turkey, and if we're successful with our initiatives and our efforts, these people can go back to Syria, to where they came from.
İlgili sürece baktığımızda
we've already made important steps in Idlib, and if we look at the process there,
dersek, yanlış olur. Yani belli neticeleri burada aldık. Çünkü birkaç ay önce İdlib'de durum çok çok farklıydı. Herkes
there are certain results.
Böyle bir konumdaydı.
The situation in Idlib used to be a lot worse. People
geri dönmeye başladı.
Used to leave.
Memnun ediyor
but
mu?
Now
hayır.
They're on the, they're trying to go back.
İçerideki sıkıntılar kısmen de olsa
the tide has turned.
Ama oralarda
of course it's not enough. We're not satisfied with the situation.
Orada nasıl şimdi hükümet hakimse orada da aynısı olabilir. Hatta Afrin nasıl şu anda sükun bulduysa, daha sakin bir hale geldiyse, artık herkes
we could turn Idlib into Afrin region.
Gençler artık kendi aralarında artık futbol maçları
everybody's back. The refugees are back. There are soccer matches. Kids are in school.
And
we would like to see the same thing happening in Idlib as soon as possible. So we're doing everything within our power to achieve that. But we have to make sure that there are no terrorist groups operating there. And it doesn't matter what these terrorist groups are. They are terrorists. And our position is clear. And we will continue to work and fight terrorism. Our goal is to maintain the territorial integrity in Syria. But on the other hand, the Kurdish forces commit terrorist acts of terror, and we need to make sure that they don't do that. YPG is a terrorist organization, and we continue to say that, and we fought against them in Afrin, and we will continue to fight them here in this region as well, because it is a terrorist organization.
Elimizde bunlar zaten mevcut.
They continue the work of the Kurdish Workers Party, and we have all the documents, we have all the proof, and having all this information about them, we can't really say that they're not a terrorist organization. So we will continue to fight against them, and we will hunt them down.
YPG'nin bütün hücrelerine varıncaya kadar her şeyi zaten kayıtlı.
But we did an Afrin.
Elimizde bunları da gayet iyi biliyoruz ve
showing what they for what they really are and providing all the proof, and we will continue to do that.
The political process in Syria, if you want to have it full-fledged, can only take place after the Constitutional Committee is established. Currently, the United Nations is deliberating on how it should be established. That's point number one on our agenda. And the concluding question from the Russian media. TASS agency, please. My question goes to both presidents, if I may. Over the years, we've seen a huge spike in relations between Russia and Turkey. Your opinion, this foundation you've constructed over these years, is it enough to hope for better ties? Is it enough to defend your relations against the efforts of some third countries? For example, over such projects as the TurkStream and others, we're working on that. We've been building our relations at a good pace, with very good results in the field of economy. We've seen a lot of progress made in terms of regional security. Despite all the difficulties, we've been working together here as well, and the headway we've made is also very substantial. In the energy sector, we've been implementing a number of major projects. Now we've seen a huge rise in the deliveries of Turkish agricultural products to the Russian market, which is also good. We did almost everything we could to ensure our economic sovereignty, but we can do more. That is why the Turkish president today raised a number of questions regarding the use of national currencies in settlement of accounts. Other matters still persist. We have other projects to implement, and if we do that, if we implement all these plans, that will further contribute to our economic growth and cooperation between Russia and Turkey. That will help us to give our people better living standards that will be beneficial for both countries.
Şimdi değerli basın mensubu arkadaşımın tabii bu sorusundaki üçüncü tarafları rahatsız eder mi etmez mi?
The question
burada Sayın Başkan'ın da ifade ettiği gibi
was about some third parties, if it's going to concern them. And the president said that we are sovereign states.
Birilerinin tasarrufta bulunmasına asla fırsat vermeyiz, veremeyiz.
And
o zaman millet olamayız, o zaman devlet olamayız.
I'm not going to let anyone undermine our sovereignty. Because at that in that case, we would just stop being an independent state, an independent country. So all the steps that we're making and all the decisions that we're making,
atacakları adımları herhalde size sorarak atmıyorlar. Biz de dolayısıyla atacağımız adımları önce kendi içimizde
some third countries makes some steps they won't ask us. So we just make our own assessment and then we decide what we're going to do, both in energy and defense industry.
Savunma ihtiyaçlarını giderirken atacağı adımlarda da böyledir. Biz şu ana kadar özellikle gerek
every country should do what it needs to do.
Attığımız adımlarda bu hassasiyetlere, bu inceliklere
everything that we've done so far
atıyoruz ve bundan
together
sonra
with the Russian Federation.
Biz S-400 konusunda yol haritamızı zaten belirlemişiz, çizmişiz, adımlarımızı atmışız.
Thought about our own interests. There is already a roadmap for the S-400. It's done.
Buradan vazgeç
It's a done process, done deal. And if somebody doesn't want this to happen, and they have their own recommendations, and they want us to stop with this initiative, we already signed all the agreements, so we will continue. We will honor the agreement. It is our right as a sovereign state. It is our decision, and nobody can force us to stop doing that. Thank you very much.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.